אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה באות
We're reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 98. The text can be found on kabbalahmedia.info.
בבקשה.
Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 98.
Please.
Now you can understand the Sefira of Da'at, which was initiated in the world of Nikudim. In all the Partsufim of Ak, through Nikudim, there are only 10 Sefirot, Kachab Zon. But from the world of Nikudim onwards, there is also the Sefira of Da'at, which we regard as Kachbad Zon. The thing is that it has already been explained in item 79 that there was no ascent of man in the Partsufim of Ak, but only the ascent of the screen to the Pe of the Rosh. But you should know that the Sfira of Da'at is drawn from the ascent of man of Zon to Abba Ve'ima, as it has been clarified that Zon, which ascended there for man to Chochmah and Binah, remained there even after they depart from there to their place below to provide subsistence and establishing to the coupling of Abba Ve'ima face to face. These Zon, which remain in Abba Ve'ima, are called the Sefira of Da'at. Hence, now, Chub have the Sefira of Da'at, which sustains and positions them in a coupling of face to face. These are the Zon that ascended for man there and remain there even after the departure of Zon to their place. Hence, from here on, we call the 10 Sefirot by the names Kachbad Zon. But in the Partsufim of Ak, prior to the world of Nikudim, before the raising of man, there was no Sefira of Da'at there. You should also know that the Sefira of Da'at is always called 5 Chasadim and 5 Gevurot, since the Zer'anpin that remains there is considered 5 Chasadim, and the Nukva that remained there is considered 5 Gevurot.
Is that clear or not? You want to ask or not? Amit, what do you want?
No,
it's not clear. Why is a Sefira of Da'at? And why is it even a Sefira? So what if Zon went up there? What turns it into a Sefira?
Wait. Slowly, one by one. So what are you asking, first of all?
When Zon raise man, why is it called a Sefira? Why is that quality called a Sefira?
Let's say a deficiency. Why do we call this action that is renewed, that we call it the Sefira of Da'at? It's interesting because we didn't learn, we never thought that some action by that formulates a new desire to such an extent that we call it a new Sefira. We are in 98. Now you can understand the Sefira Da'at, which was initiated in the world of Nikudim. It wasn't there before, it only happens in the world of Nikudim. In all the partsufim of Ak, through Nikudim, there are only 10 Sfirot Kachab Zon. But from the world of Nikudim onward, there is already Sfira of Da'at, which we regard as Kachbad Zon. The thing is that it has already been explained that there was no ascent of man in the partsufim of Ak, but only the ascent of the screen to the Peh of Rosh in the world of Sag. But you should know that the Sfira of Dat is drawn from the ascent of man of Zon to Abba Ve'ima. Meaning that's already in the world of Nikudim. It has been clarified that Zon, which ascended there from Man to Chochmah and Binah, remained there even after they depart from their place below to provide substance and establishing to the coupling of Abba Ve'ima face to face. These Zon, which remain in Abba Ve'ima, are called the Sfira of Da'at, meaning Zon ascended to Abba Ve'ima, they turn to them, and they're asking them to take care, to give birth to something, right? To a new zon, so that zon that are now awakened in Abba Ve'ima, they are called man. You know that Zon that ascended to Chochmah and Bina remained there instead of going below in order to give place for the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima face to face. That it won't stop. These are the Zon that ascended. They are called the Sfira of Da'at, meaning between Abba Ve'ima now there's a connection. And this connection now doesn't end. That's it. It doesn't end. What are you looking at me? You signed on a piece of paper that you're married? That's it. That stays. You can't say you have a child now, it's all written down. You can't run away from that. That's called the Sfira of Da'at, that it obligates Zon to connect them. Hence now Chochmah and Bina have the Sfira of Da'at, which sustains and positions them in a coupling face to face. These are Zon that ascended for Man and remain there even after the departure of Zon to their place. Hence, from here on, we call the 10 Sfirot by the name Kachbad Zon. But in the Patsufim of Ak, prior to the world of Nikudim, before raising of Man, there was no Sfirat Da'at there. You should also know that the Sfira of Da'at is always called five Chasadim and five Gvurot, since the Anpin that remains there is considered Chasadim, and the Nukva that remains there is considered five Gvurot. Questions. I can't turn to you because you're constantly with your hand up. No matter what I'm saying, your hand is up.
Ken, Gil.
Yeah, Gil.
What causes the man of Zon? That from here the process of the raising of Zon begins.
What causes?
What awakens the man? Where does the Zon get the
their deficiency to receive the light of Chochmah?
And who awakens it in them?
The records.
Rishimot.
The records. Soon we'll learn about it more.
כן, עמית.
Yes, Amit.
So what's
special now about this deficiency that remains there and then later becomes a sefira? What makes this unique that it becomes the sefira of Da'at?
When Abba ve'ima can connect between them, even though they are opposite phases, one is on chasadim, one is on chokhmah, and they can raise their mutual deficiency together, and by that, awaken keter.
Is
this the first time that it happens?
Yes.
So actually this deficiency remains there as a kind of transition. It's the answering of the pair of zon to connect there between Abba and Ima.
Yes, I'll tell you, it's not written. I can't say it's written, but there's a deficiency that comes from below, and there's a deficiency that comes from above. The deficiency that from below is a deficiency that actually points to a new essence, a new life. And that's why we are so, we take it into so much consideration. That's it. Yes, Shai.
The system of ten sefirot, the Creator created towards the created being.
Right.
How is it possible that an action on behalf of the lower one creates a sphera?
There are many, how should I say this, secrets in the system, the upper system. And the secrets gradually stimulate the created beings to discover them. The secrets. I don't really have words for this. I don't know.
Was the sphira always there? It wasn't yet discovered?
That's obvious that everything is there in potential, and you have to bring it out, that it'll be activated more.
So what does it mean that it said sometimes explicitly 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11, and here we have 11?
It's not 11. It's like an additional deficiency that awakens in the created being. In order for the created being to feel himself that he has a place, that he exists, that it wasn't there before. There wasn't a place for desire on behalf of the lower one. There wasn't such a thing, a lower one. It cascades from above, yes, but that it came from below, no, and now it does. We'll find more right words for this.
No.
Toda.
Thank you. It's unclear how Kachbad and Zon now as our 10 Sefirot and our 11.
What?
It was for Sefira Da'at.
There's an additional Sefira of Da'at, and it says Kachbad Zon.
So it's
11 Sefirot, but it says that it's 10.
Yeah, it's not that it came from above, but it came from below.
Toda.
Um, כן, גלעד.
רב, הדעת נולדה מתוך עליית מן דזון.
That was born from the raising of man of Zon, meaning from greatness. So how can it have permanency there? A sefira that comes from a desire for greatness. What happens when there is katnut? How does it remain permanent when there is, when the system returns back to katnut?
I don't understand you.
Sefirat Da'at nolda mitoch aliyah.
He writes here that the Sefira of Da'at was born from the raising of Man of Zon. Also, he refers us to item 89, that the Zon then became Gedlut.
Okay.
Now, how does the Sefira of Da'at remain permanent if the world then later on goes back to a state of katnut? What right to exist does she then have in the state of katnut?
Meaning, after went back to gadlut, what happens with the katnut?
Where's the sefira of da'at in the state of the katnut of the world?
No, there is no sefirat da'at in the state of katnut. It's as if it doesn't exist. It's swallowed in the greatness.
And then it goes back to be kachab zon.
Yes.
הוא כותב שהזון שמולים לאבא ואמא, הם נקראים ספירת הדעת.
כן.
זה שם אחר לזון.
He writes that zon that go to Abba ve'ima, they are called that. It's like another name to zon that aren't Abba ve'ima. Rav, right?
So I want to ask that all of the corrections, there is zon rising to Abba ve'ima from the final correction.
כן.
So that's the essence of correction?
נכון, בטח.
Right? Right, correct, sure. It's not that, it's a new reality. Okay. I'm happy you want to ask, but we are in item 100.
Yes.
Read.
Item 100. We might ask about what is written in the book of creation, that the 10 sefirot are 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. It was said that the sefira of Da'at was initiated in the world of Nikudim, thus there are 11 sefirot, kach badzon. The answer is that this is not at all an addition to the 10 sefirot, since we have learned that the sefira of Da'at is zon that ascended for man and remained there. Hence, there is no addition here, but rather two discernments in zon. The first is the zon in their place below, which are considered guf. The second is the zon that remained in the Rosh of Abba ve'ima, since they were already there during the raising of man, and there is no absence in the spiritual. Thus, there is no addition to the 10 sefirot here whatsoever, for ultimately there are only 10 sefirot kachab zon here. And if zon also remains in the Rosh in Abba ve'ima, it does not add anything to the 10 sefirot.
So here he's answering all the questions that awakened. Clear or not? Ask and then read it again, and you'll see that it's there. Please.
He
explains that the Sefirah of Da'at is a deficiency. When Zon rise to Abba and Ima, they cause it to connect, and through that deficiency, and then they lower back Mad as a response.
Yeah.
But just like Gilad asked about Gadlut and then Katnut, this deficiency doesn't work constantly, does it? Like when you go back from Gadlut back to Katnut, the deficiency doesn't exist.
It doesn't work. I can't say it doesn't exist.
That's what I want to ask. What does it mean that it exists if it doesn't work, if it's not acting?
Can't implement itself.
So in what way does it exist?
Let's say I feel hunger, but I don't have a screen in order to get the fulfillment.
But here, if I understand correctly, when Zon raises a deficiency, there's an immediate action. As soon as Zon raises, or Zeranpin raises a deficiency, a request to Bina, it has to give it to him immediately. There's no such thing as it doesn't give it to him.
Who's with us? Somebody can't answer this? Where's Bensi?
No, Astane.
So answer.
Shaul.
Shaul is Shaul.
Answer Shaul.
And Shaul is Shaul, and you are you. Well.
A deficiency that adheres to the system, it will always push the system constantly forward towards additional bestowal. Therefore, it's likely a special deficiency of Zon. We don't know how to explain it technically, why it's like this, or this deficiency is like that. He says that since it's there, he constantly is pushing the system towards greatness and towards an ongoing action.
Okay, Shaul.
In
the example of the hunger awakening the mother, so if the mother constantly feels that the baby wants, there's states that she can give him, there's states that she can't, but she wants to give him and thinks how to keep giving to him, love. Yeah?
What?
More?
No.
Well.
Usually, things go up and down in Tas. In Pticha. And here, they also remain with Abba and Ima, and also they go back to their place. What is this phenomena?
Because it's a deficiency. It's not that it ascends and descends like phenomena that ascend and descend. Deficiencies ascend and descend. That's why they awaken all kinds of systems on the way. Yes, Gilad.
Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems that from this new deficiency called Da'at,
yeah.
So it seems like that from this point onwards, to do katnut, meaning to bestow less, will be harder. It's overcoming above the deficiency. It's more difficult than to do gadlut. That's the deficiency of that. It seems like it's the opposite of what it was now.
Okay.
It's something new born in the state of Gadlut.
Yes, that's good. It's a good thought. What is happening with this distinguished audience? You have your hand up for a long time. Let's see.
It
says here that there is the zone that were below before they rose to Abba and Ima. That there is the zone that rose to Abba and Ima. They remain there. That's that. And then we say that the zone went back to their place.
Yeah.
So what does it mean that zone that remained?
They also ascended and also remained, meaning they exist above and below.
Also, after the zone went down?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That the deficiency remains.
And it acts?
A deficiency can work, sure. I come to you, I tell you something, I show you something, then I go. And you remain with my deficiency. Afterwards, let's say, you come to your friend, right? That's next to you. And you tell him about your deficiency and you show it, and you go to someone else and someone else. Where does it come from? It comes from Michael. What did he do to you? He showed me his new phone. And then I can't sleep day and night. He has a passion to such a phone. I see that you're yearning for one.
But it's
the same system.
What system? There's my system. I have a phone. And there's your system that you don't have a phone. And there you feel the lack.
The zone already came down. When the zone go back to their place.
Yeah.
So what is that deficiency that remains there? And who does it influence?
Ta'aba ve'ima.
For what purpose?
For zone to be born.
It already came down though. Doesn't that mean that it was born?
It wasn't born. It was there. And then descended. And then zone that is above needs to develop and awaken Abba ve'ima in order to be born out of them. Okay. Oh, I have here a lot of women, Europe, madam.
Good morning. I feel like everything we're reading, I'm sensing that it's happening between us. And there's constant deficiency and reason man, and it just feels like the system is between us already.
Yes, all the deficiencies are between us, and
so there is a deficiency for Mirror Congress that we had in the UK. And I'm hearing that there are different parts that raising man, and then there's another part that is praying for them. And then, but we raised our deficiency to have a mirror congress in the UK, and it wasn't hard. And I keep asking, why? So now I'm going to have to go to Germany. I'm happy to go to Germany, but we have lots of people who, the women wanted Mirror Congress, but our prayer wasn't hard.
I'm not responsible for the conventions. I don't decide where they're going to take place. You have to turn to the organizers of these conventions. Who's that?
No, Rav, that is not what I meant. What I meant is our deficiency did not push our men to feel what we wanted. So I'm looking at the system that did we, the woman, was it our deficiency strong enough for them to feel that we really wanted it? And if so, how should we pray?
I can't teach you how to pray. That depends on the measure of your longing, of your deficiency in your heart. And I guess that all of you don't feel the deficiency in the heart to such a degree that it'll burst out. And ignite everybody. Show everybody as much as you want to have a meeting in England.
Okay. So we will use this Congress to kind of have to it's praying also a gift for bestowal so that we can pray that we can really pray for to change something, to change us in the UK so that,
כן.
You know, or anywhere else. Okay.
We had a Congress in England, but it was many years ago, right?
2009.
It's not that long ago.
14
years. Yeah, 14 years.
That's a long time.
Long time.
Yeah, that's a very long time.
That's because you are far around the corner. On the earth. We need to go around in order to fly to you.
But Rav, we also fly to you all the time. We go around, we come to Israel.
We're
the center of the world. Okay, what are we doing? Well, we have to discuss it. I agree with you. I agree with you that also in England we have to do. What else are we going to do now, Niv? That's it. So we're almost done with the second part. We are in. We finished 100.
Yes, we're finished.
So let's not keep going. So what's the third part?
Freedom.
So let's see.
So let's move on to the next part of the lesson, and before we'll sing together a song.
Let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life.
There's only now, only this moment, when we are together,
together as one.